Under the shadow of war, hundreds of worshippers gather for an Orthodox Christmas service in Kiev, led by Metropolitan Epiphanius. Prayers reverberate throughout the Holy Domitian Cathedral at the Kiev-Parchersk Lavra Monastery in the Ukrainian capital. Others also observed Ukraine's first Orthodox Christmas since the Russian invasion in February. And at least some worshippers gathered in a home as the church was damaged by shelling. Orthodox Christmas is later than the December 25th Christmas date celebrated by other Christians. It was moved when Pope Gregory XIII introduced the Gregorian calendar in 1582. Under the previous Julian calendar, it took place later. As a result, many Orthodox Christians still observe the original January date before the announced 16th century reforms. With many people worshipping, Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed a 36-hour Orthodox Christmas truce. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected the offer, saying the ceasefire was a cynical ploy. On Orthodox Christmas Eve, Zelensky effectively urged Russians to rise against Russian President Putin and reject his ordered invasion of Ukraine. Everyone in the world knows how the Kremlin uses respite in the war to continue the war with renewed vigor, he says, and to end the war faster, something completely different is needed. The citizens of Russia must find the courage in themselves, at least for 36 hours, at least during Christmas, to free themselves from their shameful fear of one person in the Kremlin. Ukrainian authorities also said Russian attacks continued during Moscow's announced Orthodox Christmas ceasefire, including on the southern city of Kherson. Russian forces reportedly struck a fire station in Kherson in an attack that left several people dead or wounded. Moscow said it respected its unilateral ceasefire, with the Russian Defense Ministry accusing Ukraine's forces of continued shelling. Russian President Putin's temporary truce order came after ceasefire calls from Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russia's spiritual leader, Patriarch Kirill, a staunch Putin supporter. Yet Putin stood alone at the midnight service at the Kremlin church as he marked Orthodox Christmas, darkened by Moscow's assault on Ukraine. Putin attended the service at the Cathedral of Annunciation, originally designed as a church for the Russian Tsars. Orthodox priests in golden robes conducted the ceremony, holding long candles, while Putin was seen making the cross sign. But peace seemed far away this Orthodox Christmas, as Russia is unwilling to withdraw and more Western weapons are arriving in Ukraine. The United States said it would provide a new weapons aid package for Ukraine and its neighbors worth more than $3.75 billion, including several dozen Bradley fighting vehicles for the first time. Ukraine claims nearly 111,000 Russian troops have been killed in the war, which are significantly higher estimates than those provided by Russian and Western authorities. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.